At this week's congressional hearing on steroids in baseball, no one was more visibly uncomfortable than former St. Louis Cardinal slugger Mark McGwire.
Well, sir, I'm not here to talk about the past. I'm here to talk about the positive and not the negative about this issue.
It was a big change from the last time McGwire was in the national spotlight. That was in 1998 when he hit 70 home runs and broke Roger Maris's record. McGwire earned a place in baseball history and the hearts of St. Louis sports fans. For many in St. Louis now, McGwire's image and achievements are tarnished. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
It was a September evening in St. Louis's Busch Stadium in 1998 when Mark McGwire went into the history books.
Swing and a shot into the corner. It might make it. There it is. 62, folks. It just got over the left field wall in the corner. And we have a new home run champion.
It's hard to overestimate the importance of that one swing of a bat to baseball and to St. Louis. The race for the record helped rejuvenate fan interest in the national pastime, which had been slow to bounce back after the 94 strike. In St. Louis, it seemed as if everything stopped whenever Big Mac came up to bat. Tammy Johnson was at Busch Stadium. Both were McGwire's 62nd and his 70th home run.
Just incredible. Incredible to be there for such an awesome thing. And I think that it's really kind of a cheap shot, quote unquote, for people to be saying, oh, he can only do that because he was doing steroids.
Tammy Johnson is a big baseball fan. For her wedding anniversary, she came with her husband, Ron, to see Baseball as America, an exhibit from Cooperstown, now at the Missouri History Museum. One of the cases holds the bat McGwire used for his 70th home run. St. Louis is a baseball town with a great history and a pantheon of local heroes, from Stan Musial to Ozzie Smith. But for every fan standing by Mark McGwire, there's one like Ron Molchek, who says the rumors and allegations of steroid use have changed the way he views his former hero.
It has to. When you come to a museum like this, and this is before steroids right here, and what baseball is today is after steroids, and all these records that are going to be set are really tainted. So it really makes me mad a little bit, because this here is baseball. Steroids is not baseball.
Randy Fouth says he was glad when Mark McGwire came from Oakland to play with the Cardinals, both as a fan, but also because of the impact the power hitter had on his business. Fouth owns a store in nearby Webster Groves, Sports Card Dugout. From a box of McGwire trading cards, Fouth pulls out some from the late 80s, shortly after McGwire came into the big leagues. The face and physique on the cards is different from the one that became famous.
If you look at his pictures of him as a rookie, he was slim, he was wiry, and then let's get to his more home run years here. And you can just look at the size of his head, his neck. He looks, here, that one there, he really looks, his face looks really bloated.
In downtown St. Louis, just a few blocks from Busch Stadium, Calico's is a natural gathering place for baseball fans. Many, such as Matt Schuckman, watched Mark McGwire testify before Congress this week and didn't hear the words they were waiting for, a denial that he had ever used steroids. In the minds of most fans, Schuckman says, this has to taint McGwire's record.
But I think probably steroid use, it's starting to appear that it was much more rampant than what people thought, so I don't know that any record that's been around in the last 15 years can be considered legitimate if that's the case.
Just down the street, outside of Busch Stadium, stands a statue of Cardinal great Stan Musial. Nearby, a new stadium is being built. Many fans are wondering now how St. Louis should commemorate the achievements and legacy of Mark McGwire. Greg Allen, NPR News.